Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. It'll be hot the next few days, with highs in the 80s and 90s. But over the weekend, we'll get some cool relief with lows in the 50s and 60s. Let's get things started with mass transit news. Miami-Dade County can't hire enough bus drivers for the $28 million reworking of transit routes known as the Better Bus Network. The planned June launch is now delayed until the spring of 2023. The county needs about 400 new bus operators to launch the Better Bus Plan. It's designed to cut wait times in half on some of the county's most popular bus routes. Increased frequency of buses at some stops along with some new routes require more drivers. And a tight labor market has left Miami-Dade unable to find enough people to sign on for starting pay of less than $19 an hour. The county is losing applicants to commercial driver positions at Amazon, FedEx, and UPS. Now the county is rolling out $5,000 starting bonuses for bus operators and offering transit employees $500 for referrals. In food news, a crispy rice bar is one of 3 new restaurants at Wynwood's popular dining and entertainment venue Oasis. The mini food hall features Miss Crispy Rice, Sushi OG, and Poppy Churro all under one roof, just around the corner from the Tower Bar. Oasis is at 2319 North Miami Avenue. Hours are Tuesday through Sunday for dinner. Lunch hours are coming soon. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In business, fans of cult beauty brand Glossier should be happy. A permanent retail spot just opened in the Design District. Fans of this celeb fave may recall a pop-up in Wynwood in March 2019. Shop for all your girly goop, from skincare and makeup to fragrances and balms, in this cheery open space that celebrates our city's tropical meets Art Deco vibe. The shop is at 140 Northeast 39th Street in Miami. In police news, a holiday to honor police officers will give county workers a day off in May every year. Miami-Dade is likely the first local government in the country to establish a paid holiday to honor police officers, correctional officers, dispatchers, and others working in law enforcement. Commissioners just voted unanimously to make Law Enforcement Appreciation Day the 13th paid holiday for the county's 29,000 workers. The office of sponsor Jose Pepe Diaz said the first holiday will fall on Friday, May 13th this year, during National Police Week. And finally, in entertainment news, Hamilton is South Florida bound again, and so is that old favorite Wicked. Broadway Across America has just announced its 2022-2023 season for the Adrian Arsht Center in Miami and the Broward Center in Fort Lauderdale. And both seasons include a mix of South Florida premieres as well as popular favorites. The Tony Award and Pulitzer Prize-winning Hamilton returns to the Broward Center this fall, while Wicked arrives in February of 2023 at the Arsht. In October, both performing arts centers will open their seasons with Six, a modern musical about 6 wives of Henry VIII. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com and stay healthy.